Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our Thursday morning class at the Young Israel of Woodmere. So we are going to be continuing our study of last week's topic. I mentioned that it's going to take us more than one class, and it was the idea or the command that Moshe was commanded to take off his shoes by the burning bush, and we were exploring why this was so. Why was this one of the first things Hashem said to him? And if you recall, I told you that the whole impetus for this shiur was my son's Dvar Torah, just to recap, in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Chesser, his Chumash Rabbi at Hank, and Rabbi Chesser proposed something so interesting, which I found fascinating, which was the springboard for the entire shiur, or two-part shiur series, really, which was that Hashem was informing him that his father Amram had died, and therefore he told him to take off his shoes. It was a sign of avelus. That was different from Yehoshua, only take off one shoe. And again, when I mentioned to my son, maybe that's why there were 7 days at the burning bush, my son said, oh yeah, Rabbi Chesser said that. I forgot to tell you. So we went through many sources last week. We're going to continue our study of this topic today. We are up to the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. So on your handout, for those here, we're on page 3. I marked where we finished last time. We're on page 3. We did the Ramban, which is where we ended. I just want to tell you a funny story. So last Thursday, I had to ask Rabbi Schachter a question, Rabbi Shai Schachter. So I left him a message. I called him earlier after Shir, but whatever, he wasn't available, I don't know. He called me back in the afternoon. So, hello, how are you? So I started to say my question. He said, wait a minute, somebody was at your, someone heard your shiur. I don't know if they heard on Yahrut or they were here in person. He said, and they told me you quoted Rabbi Yisrael Chesser. So such a small world. Rabbi Shachter said he's my first cousin. So he said his Rabbitson Shachter, Shatichya, and Rabbi Chesser's mother are sisters, and they are first cousins. And he said, Rabbi Chesser's a tzaddik. It's my son's chumash Rabbi that I could mention. And it's just really a very, very small world. So I reached out to Rabbi Chesser, and Rabbi Chesser told me, okay, so here we go. The chiddush of taking off both shoes for the shiva is a sign of Moshe said, oh no, the chiddush of taking off both shoes because Moshe was in a velus, as well as the 7 days that Moshe spent at the burning bush because of the shiva, is actually brought down in the Sefer Har Tzvi Al HaTorah, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal. He was on the Eda Haredis in Yerushalayim, eventually becoming the Av Beis Din. He immigrated to Israel even before the establishment of the state. Then he came the chief rabbi of Jerusalem for many years, decades, and he was also instrumental in appointing a Rav Avram Yitzchak Kohen Cook Zatzal as the first chief rabbi of Israel. So it's brought down in the Sefer Har Tzvi Al HaTorah, the insights of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank on Chumash. The Sefer was given to me as a gift 30 years ago by my uncle, Rav Herschel Shlita, which means Rav Herschel Schachter. We are quite close, Baruch Hashem. Indeed, a small world, Kol Tov and Go Chavez. So I thought it was an extremely small world. So there's interesting connection, but besides for that, so we have the source for the insight that Moshe was informed that his father had died, therefore he's in avelus, therefore take off your shoes. The 7 days is the period of Shiva. The source for that is Harav Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal. So let us continue to explore this topic that we are discussing. We are up to, like I said, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. So I'm going to screen share for the people at home. One moment, please. Last week, I understand I was on the wrong screen share at the end of class. Could you see that it says the Or HaChaim here? Yes? Okay, I hope I'm on the right page. Okay, so the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. So for those sitting in person, we're on page 3, the second insight, please. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says as follows. Oh, so wait. Actually, what we should do is go to the top page of the handout. Go back to page 1 to your source packet, please, which I'll do for the people at home as well. Let's go back to page 1, and let's look at the pasuk that we're talking about, okay? So right at the very, very top of page 1, you have Sefer Shemos, Per Gimel, pasuk Hei, which is what we're discussing. Vayomer al tikrav halom, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu at the burning bush, do not come close to here. Shal na'alecha me'al raglecha, remove your shoes from upon your feet. Ki amakom asher ata omeril av admas kodeshu, because the ground upon which you stand is holy ground. Now then we looked at, say, for Yehoshua, when the angel appears to Yehoshua outside of Yericho, and the angel says, just look at the last pasuk in that source, Vayomer sartzav Hashem Yehoshua, the angel of God, the messenger of hosts of God, says to Yehoshua, Shal na'al chamei al raglecha, remove your shoe from your foot, ki amakom asher ata omeid alav kodeshu, the place upon which you are standing is holy. Note that that it doesn't have the word Adama. Okay? Moshe is told that it is Admas Kodesh. So there's two differences. One, Moshe had to remove two shoes, which is what we're exploring. Yoshua only was told to remove one shoe. Furthermore, by Moshe it says Admas Kodesh Hu, and by Yehoshua it just says HaMakom Asher Ata Omed Alav Kodesh Hu without the word Adama, Vayas Yoshua Kein. And Yoshua did this. So now we go back to the Or HaChaim. Please turn to page 3. I'm just going back for the people over here on Zoom. Hey, so here you have the Or HaChaim. So the Or HaChaim says, Al tikrav halom, do not approach close to here. Okay, shalom na'alecha me'al raglecha. So now, let's go. Lo higia adayin l'malo so hagdola b'nevua. Oh, sorry, sorry to be there, let's go to the Or HaChaim. Okay, Al tikrav halom. Hine beis dvarim yitzavo oso Hashem. Hashem commanded him here to do two things. There was two distinct commandments in this pasuk. You know, so what was the first one? It's funny because usually we say the first thing Hashem said to Moshe at the burning bush is take off your shoes. So that's totally wrong because 2 weeks ago we learned that the first thing Hashem said to him was Moshe, Moshe, and we explored the significance of the fact that God called his name first. So it's definitely not take off your shoes. It was actually Moshe, Moshe. We spoke about what that means. And after that, the next thing he said is not take off your shoes. The next thing he said is al tikrav halom, do not come close. The next thing he said is take off your shoes. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh is going to address why do not approach this place comes before take off your shoes. So it just also reminds us how careful we have to be when learning the Torah text and when learning Chumash. We have to be very careful. And we say what's the first thing that Hashem said to Moshe at the burning bush, take off your shoes, that's really not correct. There's a series of things he said before. So we spoke about the significance of Moshe, Moshe. Now we're going to speak about the significance of why Al Tikrav Halom, do not come close, precedes Shal Na'alecha Me'al Raglecha. That's the question of the Or HaChaim. So now, let's go back to the Or HaChaim. Hine beis dvarim yitzavo oso Hashem. Hashem commanded him two things. Achad shelo yakrav. One is that he should not come close. Va'achad, and the other, sheyishlof na'al raglo. The second one is to remove his shoes. Shelo ya'amod bo afilu b'makom shehu omed bo. That he should not be standing in his shoes in this place where he is standing. Ka'amro, like the pasuk says, ha'makom asher ata omed, the place upon which you are standing, kvar admas kodeshu, it is holy ground, v'tzarich la'da'as. And now we need to know, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, lama lo hikdim lo marlar ha'saras michshal shekvar hu nasan bo, so omei b'min alo al adres kodesh va'achar kach yitzava lav leval yikrav halom. Sorry, I didn't translate, but that is one long sentence. So the question of the Or HaChaim is, we need to know, now I'm going to translate it. Why didn't he first tell him, remove the impediment of your shoes that you are standing in? You're already standing in your shoes on holy ground, and only then he should tell him, do not come close. Because the order of the pasuk is actually the reverse of what we might expect. The order of the pasuk is, al tikrav halom, do not come close. Then, shal na'alacha me'al raglecha, remove your shoes, because the land is holy. Question of the Or HaChaim is, if the land is holy, what's the first thing God should tell him? Remove your shoes. The next thing he should tell him is, don't come close. So why is it in this order? So da, second paragraph of the Or HaChaim. So now the Or HaChaim is going to tell you a principle of Torah and a principle in which the way that Hashem transmits the mitzvos to us. Da. Ki b'chol ha-Torah kulo, you should know the principle, the way God transmits Torah. In the entire Torah, gila Hashem da'ato v'ritzono, Hashem reveals his knowledge and will, if you will. Ki ikar, so Hashem teaches what he wants from us through the following method. Ki ikar ha-kap hik padaso u-mosro hu al-mitzvos lo sa'asei. God is primarily strict and exacting about mitzvos lo ta'asei. Okay, lo sa'amod al dam re'echa, lo tirtzach, lo tin'af, you shall, lo sa'aviru esh b'chol mashvasechem b'yom ha'shabbos, you shall not do these things. So God is primarily exacting a makbid in the transmission of Torah to us with mitzvos lo ta'aseh. I don't like calling them negative commandments and positive commandments, because I don't think there are any negative, it has a negative connotation. Saying these are negative mitzvos, negative and positive, has a very negative connotation for half of Torah. But God says, thou shalt not do. And that is where God is primarily strict about. He's more makbid and exacting about those mitzvahs. Ki zeh yachbol benefesh. What's yachbol? You should know from modern day Ivri, mechabel. Yachbol benefesh. Because the mitzvahs lo ta'aseh, if you do not keep them, it causes the injury or damage to one's soul. Hey, v'hu tam omro, and that's the reason that the pasuk says in Koheles, and I gave you the footnote, you see included on your source packet, you have footnotes for certain sources, v'haruach tashuv asher nasata, asher nasna. That means the pasuk in Koheles is teaching us the spirit returns to God who gave it. So Hashem gave you a nefesh, Hashem gave you a neshama, and you have to return it to Hashem the way he gave it to you. If somebody lends you a car, and they say, I'm going to lend you the car, but you have to take very good care of the car, and then you're not makbid. You don't knock the doors at night. You park it in the middle of the street. You put a sign. Everyone could take whatever they want. Yetzer hara come in. And then you go next week and you say, oh, here's your car. The guy's going to say, here's my car. The radio's missing. The loose change that I was hiding is missing. The transmission is missing. Oh, you know, I didn't really take such good care of it, but here's your car. No, you have to be very careful. Do not leave the doors unlocked. Do not hang up a sign that says free. Take whatever you want. Do not park it in the middle of the street because someone's going to bash into it. So Hashem is very mocked, but he gave us a neshama, he gave us a nefesh, and he says, you got to return it to me the way I gave it to you. So what prevents us from damage? We don't want the mechabel to come and damage us. So what prevents us from damage is being mocked on which mitzvos? The mitzvos lo ta'aseh. You shall not speak Lashon Hara. Lo seilech rachil ba'amecha. We gave some examples before. Va'amru zal, and the sages chonal v'chasei, mesecha Shabbos, kufnan beis, t'nalo kimo shenasad shenasna l'cha. You have to return the neshama to Hashem in the pristine form, the way he gave it to you. And I think that the car example helps us understand this. Aval mitzvos aseh, but when it comes to mitzvos, you shall do, okay? Heim hasagas hatov kishiyu. The mitzvos aseh, I give you a footnote, are meant for the soul to improve itself and achieve greater good when they are fulfilled. So you can reach a higher madrega, a greater good when they are fulfilled. But what prevents you from damage, deterioration, destruction is being careful about the mitzvos los aseh. Ubehedram ein onesh. Zu asal pratim yiduim kegon Pesach u'mila. I just spoke about that. Pesach u'mila in my book, Ratan Synagogue Shir last night, if anybody was on the Zoom. This is funny. Someone saw the Boca Raton Synagogue Midrashah flyer. So she said, wow, I hope you stayed for some extra sunshine with an emoji of the sun. Safe travels. I said, I wish I was in Florida. I'm in New York. That was a Zoom share. Anyway, so I just spoke last night about the two exceptions to the rule. It's on my Torah, Pesach and Bris Milah. Those are the only two mitzvahs lo ta'aseh that if you don't fulfill them, you damage your soul. And the Yochayev Kares. But otherwise, mitzvos aseh are meant to improve or bring some improvement to your soul. But not damaging your soul comes from being very exacting and makbid not to transgress the mitzvos lo taseh. And so besides for those two mitzvos, if you do not fulfill the mitzvos aseh, in general, there's no punishment. You lost out. I'm sorry for you that you didn't have the opportunity to, you know, better yourself, but there's no onesh. Besides for milah, and Korban Pesach, which actually I just spoke about last night. Vihine, paragraph 3, for those sitting with me in person. Vihine, for those on Zoom, here I am. Okay? Vihine kan siva lo Hashem mitzvos lo taseyu mitzvos aseh. Ah, the Archai Mekosh is going to say, and now we understand why Hashem first said to him, al tikrav halom, what is that? Lo ta'aseh. And then Hashem said to him, shal na'alacha me'al raglecha. One is you shall not come close. The other is you shall take off your shoes. So if Hashem is primarily exacting about giving us the lo ta'aseh, we must be very careful in keeping those mitzvahs. We don't want to be mechabel the nefesh. Therefore, what had to come first? The lo ta'aseh, you shall not approach. So let's go. Third paragraph. V'hine kan, tziva lo Hashem, mitzvos lo ta'aseh, or mitzvos aseh. And behold, Hashem, I'm going to ask the people on Zoom a favor today. When I'm in person, I don't take comments. You know that. I don't have time to get through my material. I made that rule here a few years ago because it's just becoming too much off topic. Please do not post anything on the chat on Zoom. I find it very distracting. I do not have time to read the comments during the shiur. Sometimes they're not relevant to the shiur. I'm only going to ask you to post if I'm sharing the wrong screen. Because what I do is I stop checking the Zoom chat because I can't focus on reading comments. I'm not trying to insult anybody. I appreciate every single person who's learning. Just like I don't want comments from the people in person, I don't want comments from the people on Zoom. It's the same status for everyone. But if I'm sharing the wrong screen, post it. So if I see a message on chat, then I know to check it. Last week, apparently, I missed some messages. So please, if I'm sharing the wrong screen, I want you to access the sources as well. Post that it's the wrong screen, and I'll take care of it. Since no one posted, I hope, Bezor Hashem, it's the correct screen. Okay, Vihine kan siva Hashem lo, third paragraph, mitzvah lo tasei, or mitzvah sasei. Now we understand. Lo tasei hi, the lo tasei is al tikrav halom. You shall not approach close. V'am muzal, and the sages, achor al v'chasei, meseches eruvin, kal makam shen, pen va'al pen yiftalavavchem eno ela lo tasei, the lashon pen yiftalavavchem, lest your heart stray, and al is a reference to mitzvos lo tasei. Interesting that al is aleph lamed and it's the letters of lo backwards, and nothing in the Torah is an accident. The Torah does just not work like that. So pen and al refer to lo tasei. So if Hashem said al tikrav halom, what is God saying to him? Do not, lo tasei, u'mitzvas asei, and then Hashem introduced the you shall do mitzvah, and that is, what? Remove your shoes. Exactly, shalom nalecha. V'im Moshe yikrav halom, hare over al lo tasei. And so, if Moshe approaches close, what is he doing? He is going to be over on the lo tasei. V'im lo yasir na'al, and that remembers mechabel the nefesh. And if he doesn't remove his shoes, hagam she'eno derech kavod l'makom. So the truth is, if he doesn't remove his shoes, it's not nice, it's not derech haretz, it's not honor for the place where you're standing. By the way, I think that sentence has a dual meaning. Ein kavod l'makom, Hashem told him, ha'makom asher atal made a love, admas kodesh. So the place is holy, and makom is also, of course, referring to the shechina. So if Moshe comes close, he's over the lo tasei. If he doesn't remove his shoes, it's not kavod l'makom. So that has a dual meaning. It's not honorable for the holy place where you're standing, and it's also not covered for who? Hamakom, the Makom Sha'olam, the Ribbono Sha'olam. However, lo over, he will not be over Ela Ase, on a mitzvah Ase. So you don't have a chance to elevate yourself through that mitzvah Ase, but you're not being mechabel the nefesh by being over. Mimasha Amar lo Hashem b'lashon Ase, because Hashem gave him this command through Lashon Ase. If you're not sure, if you're here in person, I'm on page 3, the third paragraph of the Orach Chaim, third line from the bottom. V'tamid yaktim Hashem hashmira la'asiya. So he continues to teach us that the principle of Torah is Hashem always first tells us the lo ta'asei before he introduces the asei. So lo ta'asei, we see according to the Orach Chaim, is extremely important to prevent spiritually damaging or harming ourselves. Dichtiv, then he brings you 3 different examples, 2 from Devarim and 1 from Bereishis, where we see that the lo sa'asei precedes the Aseh, from Devar, Mishmartim, Vasisam, Lishmar, Velasus, Mishmartim, Mitzvosai. Lizeh, Gam, Kein, Hiktim, Hachomer, Al, Tikrav, Lo, Taaseh, Va'achar, Kach, Aseh, Shal, Na'alecha, Sheyin, Hag, Kavod, B'makom, HaMikdash. So that we explained. So therefore, he gives precedence to you shall not do, and then you shall do, because he should show kavod to this holy place. Okay, second to last paragraph on page 3. Ella. So now the Orach Chaim continues. Sheyesh lanu ladas das elyon. We have to delve further, and we have to know, which we can't really know, but okay, the das elyon, the knowledge, the how do I even translate das elyon? The knowledge of God, the mind of God, the thoughts of God. Lama lo kara elev kodem sheyamu b'makom kodesh. The Orach Chaim now asks another question. Why? So God knows everything. God knows exactly where we are. He's hamechin mitzad de gover. He prepares the footsteps of man. He knows the path upon which I walk. So why does Hashem wait till he's already standing on holy ground? If you want him to take off his shoes, because he's on holy ground, when should he tell him to take off his shoes? Before he's on holy ground. It's Hashem. It's not a man who makes a mistake, who maybe didn't see. So if you don't want me wearing shoes on holy ground, don't tell me when I'm on the holy ground. How's Moshe supposed to know, right? He never had a communication with Hashem. This is his first discussion with Hashem. The first thing Hashem is Moshe, Moshe. That's the first communication. We spoke about that 2 weeks. The next communication is Al Tikrav Halom. But if you don't want me to stand, come close, because it's holy ground, you should tell me, Taka, before I've crossed the threshold and I'm already on holy ground. It's too late now. I'm standing here. So Ela Sheyesh Lanu L'das Das Elyon. So of course it doesn't mean we have to know the knowledge of mind of God. We can't know the knowledge of mind of God, but let us try and understand. Lama lo kara elav kodem sheyamud b'makom kodesh. Why doesn't he call out to him before he's standing there? Laval yikrov bina alo asher biraglo al admas kodesh. If he would call to him before he's standing in the place, then Moshe would not be over, and Moshe would not be standing on holy ground in his shoes. Ve'ulai, perhaps, says the Orach Chaim, ki eino ra'ui hadavar lihityached hadibur elav, ki eino ra'ui hadibur. The matter is not appropriate or worthy. Moshe is not worthy to have Hashem speak to him. Look at the power of a lo taseh. Moshe is not worthy to have Hashem speak and appear to him unless it's through the combination or the introduction of a lo taseh. That's how important the lo taseh mitzvahs are. That Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Orach Chaim, perhaps, ulai, is not even worthy of having the dibur revealed to him if he is not revealing himself through a lo taseh. How careful we have to be, because it is through this that we have kaviyachal connection with Hashem, and it is through this that we ensure that the car is not being damaged. You shall not leave it in the middle of the street. You shall not put up a sign. My son told me, Rahmana Litzlan, what kind of society are we living in? That in Los Angeles, I don't know if it's still now, because of the looting, so they put up signs on their cars that says, the doors are unlocked, please do not smash the windows. You could just go in and take what you want. Please don't smash my windows. You shall not put signs on your car. You shall not park in the middle of the street. And I say would be, here's a good, very good mashal. You can fill up with regular gas or premium gas. Regular gas is good. That is you shall do. You shall fill up the car with gas. You shall fill it with premium gas if you want it to. I don't know, what does premium gas even do? I don't use it. I use the regular one. With inflation, it's the price of what premium used to be. So you shall fill it up with premium gas if you want the car to what, drive better? I don't even know what it does. You understand? So the car is going to drive if I don't do that, I'll say. So I don't enhance my experience, but besides Ramila and Korban Pesach, there's no damage done to my soul. But the lo ta'aseh is what gave Moshe the zchus. Imagine the power of the lo ta'aseh for Hashem to reveal himself. So therefore, the Orach Chaim answers his question. Hashem couldn't tell him before, don't come close. He came to the ground. Once he came close, Hashem gave him the lo ta'aseh. It's through that lo ta'aseh that Hashem said, ah, I'm God, let's have a conversation. Od efshar, last paragraph, bottom of page 3, everybody, for the people in person. Od efshar lomar, shalom niskadesh. Oh, this is also beautiful. The Orach Chaim is going to say, I'm going to tell it to you outside. There was no need to tell him before he got there, the ground is holy, because it wasn't holy till he got there. So Hashem didn't need to say, don't come to this holy ground. It wasn't holy until Moshe stood on the ground. Once Moshe stood there and it was holy, then Hashem needed to say, take off your shoes, don't come closer. Od efshar lomar, shelo niskadesh hamakom shebo amid ad achar kach. We could also say that the ground upon which he was standing was not miskadesh. It wasn't elevated to holy status where he was standing until after the fact. Vahatam kisheratza Hashem ledaber imo. And the reason being, when Hashem wanted to speak to him, shem b'makom amidaso, there at the place, oh, I feel bad if you have to leave. Okay. The reason is that Hashem wanted to speak with him there, the place where he was standing. He wanted, once Moshe was there in this ground, so now Hashem wants to sanctify it, and Hashem wants to warn him about it. But it only becomes sanctified after Moshe and God are having this discussion in that place. V'ulai, last sentence, kilazad dikdek lomar, oh, and now he explains why Hashem says, by the way, if you want what I did to my own packet, which is right here, I tore off page one, so that you can reference. Did you do that? Also, it's easier to reference the pasuk we're talking about, if you're interested. If you don't want it, you don't have to. I tore off page one because the first source in your packet is Shemos Per Gimel Pasuk Hey, so you can look back to it while I'm talking if it helps you follow. Right? I did it also. So what you see is that the last word is who. The last word in this pasuk is who. Shama Allacha Me'al Raglacha. Well, no. First, Al Tikrav Halom. Now we understand why that's first. That's the low tase. Shalna Allacha Me'al Raglecha. Remove your shoes from upon your feet. Two shoes. What's that? Someone set off an alarm?
Yeah.
Sharon, you'll close the doors. Thank you so much. Ki Amacha Mashar Ta Omeidel of Admas Kodesh. Now we understand why Hashem said it after the fact. It's only Kodesh once Moshe is standing there and him and Hashem are communicating. But why does it say Admas Kodesh? Who? You could just, and remember, we say it all the time. Not one word in Torah is superfluous. Not one letter. You learn from everything. It doesn't need to end with who. It could just say Amacha Mashar Ta Omeidel of Admas Kodesh. Period. Next pasuk. It makes sense. So what's the pshat? So the last pasuk of the last sentence of the Arachaim, v'ulai, ki lezedik deik lomar tevas hu. Now we could understand why Hashem was exacting, medaktik, to say the word hu. Ki lo hayat sarich lomar elohim makom armes kodesh, what Michal just told you, the Arachaim's question. The pasuk could have just ended with holy ground, period. Alan is kaveina kasuv ba'amrahu. What's the intention of the pasuk when it says it is Admas Kodesh? Who lomar velo hayakodem? Hamakom asher atal made of Admas Kodesh. Who, i.e., right now it became holy ground. Before it was desert land, it was pasture land, it was a mountain, it was places for your sheep to roam. Who, excuse me, indicates that it was elevated to holy status only when? Right now, which therefore answers the question of why he didn't tell Moshe before, don't come close and take off your shoes, because it wasn't holy till Moshe got there. That is the Arachaim. Turn to page 4, please. Let's look at the Rabbeinu Bachya. Okay. Okay, Rabbeinu Bachya as follows. Okay. Here we go. Shana Alacha. Remove. Yeah, for those who brought back the packet, thank you so much. If you didn't, I brought them back, so they're on the bima if you need one. Okay? Shama alacha, remove your shoes. Ader chapsha, says Rabbeinu Bachya, hisiru b'shlila sanal l'kdusha samakom. The simple explanation is that Hashem told them, take off your shoes because of the holiness of the place. Remember we learned last week from Medrash Rabbah, from the Gemara, you're not allowed to stand in place of holiness where the Shekhinah is. And the Gemara quoted the incident of Moshe by the Snah and Yehoshua and the Kohanim in the Beis Mishkan / Beis HaMikdash. They have to serve Yechefim barefoot. So Alder Chapshad, the answer is, says Rabbeinu Bachya, he has to remove his shoes because you're in a holy place. Whenever you're in a holy place, you have to remove your shoes. The Kadeshalo Yakal es Rosho Kenegara Shekhinah. You shouldn't have Kalos Rosh. You shouldn't have frivolity, literally lightheadedness, when you're in the presence of the Shekhinah. You should understand that you're standing in a very important and holy place, and you have to treat the place with great respect. It's a message for, like, I know somebody who won't take pictures by the kolsa. I'm not a rav. I'm not telling you what you should do or should not do. Happens to be, I never asked the shayla about halachically. My personal family, we do, but I have someone in my extended family who will not take pictures by the kolsa. They feel that it is, I'm not telling you what to do. Again, we have pictures by the kolsa, but they feel it's, you're in the place of the Shekhinah. It's not a place to be snapping selfies and bar mitzvah pictures. I'm not telling you anything bad, because my family, we do have pictures by the kolsa. They will not take by the Kodesh, so they feel it's not appropriate. It's the wall from which the Shechina has never departed. Hine zeh omer achar kosoleinu, meitzitz min achariki, meshkiach min achalinos. I said the pasuk a little bit backwards. And the Medrash says Hashem never leaves the presence of the Kosam Maravi. So you're taking a camera and you're taking a picture of the Kosa. Again, this isn't my pshah. I don't think it's halachic. It's a shkafic idea of when you're in the presence of the Shechina, you should act like you're in the presence of the Shechina. You have to know where you're standing, okay? Or when I should take out a camera and here I am, it's not appropriate. So it's just an idea of something to there is an awareness. There should be, it's a lesson when we're in base Knesset also. How should we behave when we're in the presence of the Shechina? Yes, I know. Are always in the presence of the Shechina, Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, Kimini Balamot. But nevertheless, there are elevated places where the divine presence is more revealed. Beis Knesset is a Mikdash Me'ah. How should we behave? You shouldn't have kalos rosh, lightheadedness and frivolity when you're in the presence of the Shechina, which is a big Mesor Haskel for us. And this is like what Hashem said in Sefer Shmos, Perichov Gimel, Parshas Mishpatim. Hashem said to Moshe, you have to be very careful before the Malach, because my presence, Hashem's presence, is with that Malach. Hishamer mipanav, v'shama b'kolo. Al tamerbo, hishamer mipanav. That's interesting. That's a lo tase and an ase. Hishamer mipanav. Be on guard. And the Arachaim tells us that shmira is the lashon of lo tase. Vishama bakolos and ase. Al tamer bo do not rebel against him. Okay. Val derech haseichal. Shal na alacha. So that's the pshah. You're in a holy place. You have to know how to behave when you're in a holy place. Okay. Val derech haseichal. Shal na alacha. Lo Amar, so what's the Lashon Shal? That's what the Rebbeinu Bachai is now going to speak about. What is this Lashon Shal, Shin Lamed, remove? Now we saw Rashi, which is also on page 1, Rashi told us, Shlof V'Hotzei, remove and take out. But the Rebbeinu Bachai is going to say it's a different Lashon, and it's coming to teach us something. Lo Amar Chalutz Nal, Kemo Be'inyan HaYibam, Shehizkir Bal, V'Chaltzana Lo. It doesn't have the Lashon of Chalutz Na'al, by Yibam, Leverate Marriage. You remove the shoe from the one who doesn't want to marry his brother's widow. The law Amar Shlof, Kemo Be'inyan HaKinyan, Shekasu, by Rus, we quoted was, oh, I forgot to tell you something else. Remember last week, one of the Mefarshim pointed out, I wanted to tell you something else. Okay. Remember last week, which one of the Mefarshim pointed out that it's a shoe of a foot, not a shoe of a hand. It was the Das Zakenim. It's the top of page 2. If you remember last week, the Das Zakenim pointed out, why does it say, Shal Nalecha Me'al Raglecha? That was one question also. So just say, Shal Nalecha, take off your shoe. If someone tells you, take off your shoe, not take off your shoe from your head. Obviously, I'm taking off my shoe from my foot. But the Das Zakenim told us, Mishum Sheyesh Na'al Shuhu Al Hayad, Ubilaz Gent. And I told you, I am not familiar with the word, but the Das Zakenim says there is a kind of na'al, worn on the hand, and in old French it's called gent, okay? And that is like by Boaz and the Goel. They used a gent, a na'al of the hand. So Aviva Hach was listening to the shir online. I'm listening to your shir. Gant is the French word for glove. Does anyone know that? Yeah? Well, so apparently it was in the olden days also. So there you go. Glove. So, Na'al Yad, there was such a thing, is a gant, like we saw last week. Interestingly, she said the German word for glove is handschuh. H-A-N-D-S-C-H-U. Handschuh, which is a shoe for the hand. So there's obviously this idea in some European languages that we call a glove a hand shoe, and gant, which we touched upon last week, is a glove in French. Going back to Rebbeinu Bachya. I thought of it because he brings up Megillas Rus. So it doesn't say chalutz na'al. It doesn't say shlof na'al. Ach be'inyan ha'nevuah hizkir shal. Here we're talking about Moshe is going to have a nevuah. We're not talking about yibum. We're not talking about removing a shoe stam. Moshe's not just removing his shoe. Moshe's having what? Prophecy. He's having a conversation with the Ribbono Shel. He's having a divine prophecy. Ach be'inyan ha'nevuah his kirshal m'leshon shlila. What is shlila? He's hiru shayish Yizhiru shayishlo mimenu hachomrios shahamashlim lana'alayim. Hashem was telling him to remove his base physicality, chomrios, chomers, material. Remove your materiality from upon yourself. Remove your base gashmius. Remove all physical aspects of yourself, so to speak. Physicality is a moshel na'alayim. It's a parable. It's alluded to by shoes. Why? Lefi shahachomer davak beguf, kemo shahamina'al davak beregel. Just like shoes stick to your feet, so too chomrius, gashmius, materiality, physicality sticks to your body. So Hashem was telling him here, shal, it's from lashon to remove or to separate yourself from your physicality, from your chomrius. Why is it compared to a na'al? Just like your na'al, your shoe stings or clicks, that's a better word, clings. Sticks and clings. Just like your shoe clings to your foot, so too chomrius, we have a guf. And the guf attracts, like a magnet, attracts chomrius to itself. So Hashem is telling him, remove that chomrius, just like a person needs to remove their shoe. So what do we learn from there? Ukeshem, sheyesh ba yad ha'adam lishlol na'alo mi'al raglo. Just like a person has the ability to remove your shoe, you could remove your shoe. Kein biyado sheyishlo mimenu ha'chomrius, kidei sheyeh muchan l'nevuah. You shouldn't think I must immerse myself in complete physicality. It has to be the best of the best of the best gashmius in order to survive in this world. Of course, we need some sort of degree of gashmius, all of us, to survive in this world. But we learn that just like a person could remove their shoe, so too you could remove gashmius from yourself. So, for example, the biography of Aaron Leib Steinman, Zecher Tzad V'Kadosh L'Vrachas, Chusa Yagin Aleinu. So I'm not saying I don't even... It's not even, I'm not even a level that I aspire to. I'm never going to be there. For the Hamon Am, we shouldn't be on that level. My son was just telling me that in one of the Gadol biographies, in the beginning, it says something like a warning. This is not intended for like your path. Most people, if you try this, you will fail. I forget which Gadol biography told me starts like that. Rav Steinman ate almost nothing the whole day. When he would travel, he would bring some boiled potatoes and carrots from home. He lived on like almost no food. So there's this idea, it's not for us, but he's going to talk about Moshe Rabbeinu being on the top of the mountain, not eating and drinking for 40 days. So Hashem was telling, in order for you to accept this mission, in order for you to become the Navi B'Yisrael, Shalokam Navi B'Yisrael, Kamosha, Shayadosh, and Panim Apanim, you need to remove from yourself as much chomrius as absolutely possible, as much gashmius, as much physicality and materiality as you can. And when you remove as much as you can that physicality, you will then be worthy to cling to the light of Seichel. So in other words, your focus is going to be on the ruchniest part of yourself, on your mind, on your heart, on your inside, on your neshama, serving Hashem. Once you manage to remove the gashmias, the hizkir b'Yoshua, also now, why is Yehoshua, again, if you tear off page one, it's going to be helpful. Why by Yehoshua is he told, shal na'achal me'al raglecha? Yehoshua is only told to remove one shoe, but Moshe is told to remove two shoes. We've already had many different reasons. Now we're coming to the reason of the Rabbeinu Bachya. V'hizkir b'Yoshua shal na'alcha, remove one shoe. Ki hizkiru al shliosh miktas, lo al kulan. Yehoshua was not Moshe Rabbeinu. He was Yehoshua, but he wasn't Moshe. Yehoshua was... It was mentioned here, it's alluded to here, that in the life of time of Yehoshua, for he himself, he removed some of his physicality to become Yehoshua the leader, Yehoshua the conqueror, Yehoshua the divider of Eretz Yisrael, Yehoshua the next ruler after Moshe. But only Moshe was on a madrega where he could remove all of that chomrius. Yehoshua shlilas miktas, lo al kulan. Vizohi mala social Moshe. It's a unique level of Moshe. B'yoso mishulo yoser miyoshua. So we already quoted the pasuk from the end of his life by Vizo Sabracha. Lo kam navi b'yoshua or kemoshe. There was no one like Moshe. Even Yehoshua wasn't like Moshe. So Yehoshua was told to take off one shoe, which signifies separate part of yourself. Certainly separate from gashmius, from chomrius, from physicality and materiality, but not to the extent that Moshe did. Shaharei Moshe pirish min ha'isha, v'nemar lo v'ata po amod imadi, v'lo nemar kein li'oshua. Moshe had to go so far, that's from the second set of dibros, by v'aschanan, Hashem said, by the time of the giving of the Torah, shuvu lachem la'olechem, all of the Bnei Israel could go back to their tents. Tent is a metaphor for wife. All of the Bnei Israel after Matan Torah were allowed to be with their wives again. They had to separate them from them before Matan Torah in preparation. After they could all go back, except for who? Moshe. Moshe was told, you Moshe, stay here with me. Moshe had to totally remove himself from a life of chomrius entirely. That's represented in two shoes, just like you could take off your shoes. A certain degree, a person like Moshe could remove himself totally from chomrius. Al derech ha-kabbalah, third paragraph of the Rabbeinu Bachya, for the people in person, we're on page 4. Al derech ha-kabbalah, Shana alecha yir Moshe nigleis hashchina b'shnei gavanim eish shechora ve'eish levana. It's a remez that the Shechina revealed himself to Moshe with two colors or two stripes, two aspects. Eish shechora ve'eish levana. The Torah was revealed to Moshe and then the Torah was written in this fashion. The Torah was written, say Chazal, black fire on white fire. So it's an illusion by Derech Kabbalah that Hashem revealed himself to Moshe through these two different stripes or colors or aspects. One is Eish Shechora and the other is Eish Levana, black fire, white fire. Shechina Shechina kulolo din v'rachamim. Because the Shechina is a combination, kaviyachol, so to speak, includes two different aspects. The Midas Hadin, exacting justice. Midas HaRachamim, the Midah of mercy, is represented in Eish Shechora and Eish Levana. So Hashem was telling him, take off the two shoes, alludes to these two aspects, kaviyacha, of the manifestation of the Shechina, the Eish Shechora and the Eish Levana, black fire and white fire. And the Shechina is kolal, the Shechina includes, or what's a better word, that includes, encompasses? Okay. Din and Rachamim, which is represented in dual aspect, two shoes. Al tikrav halom, do not come close. Shal, mipnei emas hamalchus v'ktusha samakom. Amar lo, shal na lacha mea raglacha. Don't come close. Why? Says Rabbeinu Bacha, because of your fear of kingship, meaning God. Your ema for the melach, the kedusha samakam, and the holiness of the place. He said to him, take your shoes off from your feet. Va'od your mozlo, and furthermore he alluded to him, ki b'makam hazeh tinasein ha-Torah, this is great, pay close attention. Ki b'makam hazeh tinasein ha-Torah, ksuva eishechara al gabe levana. Chazal say that the Torah was written white black fire on white fire, so it's an allusion to him that in this place you will get the Torah, which is eishechara al gabe levana. Umitam zeh he's kir Kosh Baruch Hu Moshe Lashon Shal. What's Shal Rosh Hashanah for now? Shechora and Levana. Okay, so from the time the Ramis of Kabbalah, remember his original question. It doesn't say Shlof like by Rus. It doesn't say Chalitza like by Yibam. What's this Lashon Shal? So the first shot is it's referring to removing the Chomrius. Moshe totally removed Chomrius from himself, says Rabbeinu Bachya, whereas Yoshua not as much. But now, Derech Kabbalah, Shal is actually the Rosh Tevos. The Rosh Tevos for how the Torah was given, and the way that the Ribbono Shel Olam manifests, Eish Shechora al Gabe Levona, Eish and, not Eish, Shechora and Levana is the Rosh Tevos for Shal. In this place, he's standing on Har Elokim Choreva, Paragimel Pasuk Aleph, and where does he find himself? By Har Elokim Choreva. Here you're going to get the Torah, which is Eish Chora Al Gabe Levona. Shal is Shachar and Levan. Yoser Mishar Lashonos. And that's why it chooses the Torah Shal more than all other terms or languages. Admas Kodesh. I want to see something. Admas Kodesh Hu. Milas Admas Smucha L'Kodesh. Right? If you look in your first, in the Pasuk, again, at the top page when I gave it to you. Hamalkam Asher Talmud of Admas Kodeshu. So the word Admas and Kodesh are put together. V'harei Har Sinai. V'hu, I'm sorry, V'hu, I read it wrong. V'hu Har Sinai. So this is an allusion to what's the Admas Kodesh where you are? Har Sinai, what are we coming up to? V'shalach Yisrael. We're coming up to Matan Torah and Har Sinai was part of the process of redemption. In the beginning of Ve'era, when we have the Arba, Lashonos Geula, there's really a fifth Lashon of Geula. Ve'hevesi aschem peragval pasaches. Ve'hevesi aschem el ha'aretz. Asher nasasi es yadi laseisos olachem morasha ani Hashem. So we're really going to Eretz Yisrael, and on the way to Eretz Yisrael, we have to get the Torah. Ve'lakachti eschem li la'am is the fourth lashon. So there's a process. There's the physical redemption. Then there is the spiritual redemption. Ve'lakachti eschem li la'am. And then there's ultimately coming into Eretz Yisrael. So the path from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael is via Har Sinai. Which route are you taking? Waze wants to reroute you. Where is the rerouting? It's rerouting me to Har Sinai. So therefore, what's the Admas Kodesh? The Admas Kodesh is Har Sinai. Okay, like the pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem is amongst them. Sinai beKodesh at Sinai in holiness. Va'ata and now betchilas nevuaso. This is only the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu's career. This is his first communion with God. He never met Hashem before this. Hashem never called out to him before this. Va'ata betchilas nevuaso. Now at the beginning of his nevuah, Amar lo al tekrav halom ki milas harom remez l'shchina. Halom is a remez to the Shechina. So Hashem is saying al tekrav halom means don't come close to what? The Shechina. You cannot come too close to the Shechina because it's a lashon of malchus, like we see in Sefer Shmuel. Lefisha Shechina. The reason I'm starting to go a little quicker is because I really want to get through the Kliyakar by the end of today's class. Okay. V'lefisha Shechina na'atzals mina kodesh. Okay. Because the Shechina emanates from that which is holy. Pasach lo pesach. I'm in the very end of the Rebbeinu Bachya. Pasach lo pesach lehispo neim b'kodesh. V'hizker lo armas kodesh. So this is Moshe's first encounter with Hashem. It's Moshe's first encounter with the Shechina. So Hashem gave him an opening here to contemplate lehispo neim bina. To contemplate, to think about this matter of Kedusha. And therefore he told them, you are on armas kodesh. So Halam is a reference to the Shechina, and we are at Har Sinai. Okay, now we go to the Kliyakar. So the Kliyakar, which we must, please Hashem, get through today. Bezrat Hashem. Okay. So the Kliyakar goes as follows. Okay, I'm in the middle of page 4. Shana alacha me'al raglacha. Nisa'oru ha'mefarshim bekama shinuyim shebein marazu bein marasha Yoshua. So the Mefarshim have compared and contrasted the differences between this vision and the vision by the time of Yehoshua, as we have been learning and extensively discussing. Kikan nam marshal na'alacha shnayim b'mashma, because here Moshe was told to remove two shoes. Ve'etzo Yehoshua nam marshal na'alcha achar b'mashma, but Yehoshua was only told to remove one shoe. The Khan Namar Kia Makamasha Atomato Love Admas Kodeshu. And here, so really it's gonna be very helpful if you tear off page 1. You could go home and restaple it if you're keeping the packet. And Moshe was told Hamakamasha Atomato Love Admas Kodeshu. However, Aitzo Yoshua no Namar Allah Kodesh Stam Lo Admas Kodesh. By Yehoshua, he's told Hamakamasha Atomato Love Kodeshu, the who we already spoke about, remember? Yes? Right. You have to remember a lot of material from these two classes. Thank God it's online. We could go back and listen again. Whew. Okay, so Ve'etzo Yoshua lo namar kanela kodesh stam. But Yoshua doesn't say admas kodesh, correct. V'hini ra'isi sh'Rabbeinu Bachya. So I learned through the Rabbeinu Bachya, says the Kliyakar. V'shar mefarshim, and other interpretations as well. Peirusho shal na'alecha al harchakas hagashmius. We spoke about that, right? We just learned the Rabbeinu Bachya. That at least we, Baruch Hashem, remember. That, what is it? That Moshe was commanded to remove himself from, to distance himself from Gashmius. Ki Moshe hayim mishulal min achomius yoser min Yoshua. He's simply quoting the Rabbeinu Bachya, which we learned. Moshe was removed from Gashmius much more than Yoshua. Moshe was removed from Gashmius more than any other person who ever lived. Two shoes. Totally remove yourself. Okay. Al Kain. Im Kain, evcher darkam va'osif nofech mishali. Liyashev kol hasfeku shizkarnu. I'm now going to take my turn, says the Kliyakar. I'm going to tell you what I think. I'm going to resolve any doubts that you have about this topic. I'm going to tell you what I think. I'm going to add my own pshat into all the doubts. Kederach shapeirush razal, like the sages, Zichron al-Vracha, explain. Pnei Moshe kechama, Baba Basra, Pnei Moshe Kachama, V'Yoshua Kelevon. I'm sure you are aware of this Mamar Chazal. The face of Moshe was like the sun, and the face of Yehoshua was like the moon. Ki Kemosha Halo'ah, it's so beautiful. Ready? Ki Kemosha Halevona Me'ira Mitzad Echad, V'Chashucha Mitzad Sheni. The moon is light on one side, but it's dark on the other half. When you look at the moon, unless I know it's a full moon, okay? But generally, except for once a month, when it's mamash actually the full moon, it's light on one side and dark on the other side. Kach Yehoshua, hey ir mitzad aseichel, v'haya choshich. My daughter's calling me in the middle of shir. I mean, she's in Eretz Yisrael, that's what I mean. Where I wish I was. Never mind Florida. Okay, I declined. Let's go. And she's calling, I don't know if it's a boy or a girl. Mine's calling me and yours is calling you. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Baruch Hashem. Ki kamal shalavona me'ira mitzad ech. Oh, okay. Kach Yoshua, hey ir mitzad aseichel, v'haya chashuch mitzad achomri. Shenish arbo. So the Levona is totally light. The Levona is half dark and half light. So too Yehoshua, he had that intense seichel aspect, that ruchniistic, mind attached to God aspect. That was light. But however, there was some choshech because he was chomius still. And the chomius of a person represents physicality. The physicality works against the ruchnius in this world. The Yetzer Hara wants to entice us with more and more and more and more physicality. And that works against our ruchnius. Aval pnei Moshe kechama ha-me'ira mikoltzar. But Moshe was like the sun. What's the sun? There's only light. However you look at the sun, it's only light. Kach Moshe, so to Moshe, nizdakech gam b'chel chakom yushabo, kol kach ad shezacha lekiron or pnei hachomer. Moshe was so intensely ruchnius, so removed from gashmius, so much so that he became worthy to have the beams of light emanating from his skin. When is that? At the end of Kitiso, when it comes down from the mountain. After Chede Egel, he goes back up. Lo yadam Moshe ki karen arpana bedabrav ito. I think it's the end of Paraglam Adalat that I'm pretty sure that the face of Moshe was beaming. It represents absolute ruchnius. There's no tinge of gashmius left in Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no tinge of chomrius. What does he even say about himself? Mayim lo achalti, mayim lo shasisi, lacham lo achalti. When I was on the mountain, arbaim yom, arbaim laila, I didn't eat, I didn't drink. A person who's left with chomius cannot live like that. Ki nizakech al yad shamad bahar, arbaim yom, below achila v'shasiyah, which is what I just told you. He became so removed from gashmius that he stands on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights without even needing to feed his physicality. V'haya nizun min ziv shchinaso yisprach. So what was he? Mazon. Mazon is like food. So what sustained him those whole 40 days? Well, if he was kulo ruchnius, what sustained him was the ziv hashchina. The Hod, Hadar, and Ziva, the glory, the radiance, the eminence of the Shechina was enough to sustain Moshe because he was so ruchnius. He took off both shoes. So Moshe's like the sun, it's always shining. Yoshua's like the moon. Lakach nomer l'Moshe shal na'alecha shnayim b'mashma. That's why Moshe took off two shoes. Remez l'shlilish hachomius min kol shnei chalkav. Hashem taught him totally from both aspects of yourself. Remove any interference between me and you, just like shoes interfere between you and the ground. Remove everything. Hein zikuach koach hasichli min hatarovis hachom yishabo. Even your koach hasichli has some mixture of chomrius in it. That's like all of us. You have your koach haseichal, you have your ruchnius aspect, but there's always some gashmius mixed inside. That's just how we live. So he has to totally remove himself from every aspect of gashmius. It shouldn't affect his physicality. It also shouldn't affect his spirituality. Lakach amar kinosan ta'am ki amakam asharata omeid alav Kanosan, Kanosin, Vilakach Amar, Kanosin Tab. And it's like God is giving him a reason. Ki Amakom Ashara Talmedel of Admas Kodesh, Visham Makom Mora Al Hamadrega. So here, the Kiyakar introduces a new idea. The Makom is not referring to the place, I mean, even though Pshat it is, and it's not referring to God, it's referring to Moshe's Madrega. Where are you standing? Where's your makom? Where are you holding? Ayaka, Hashem said to Adam HaRishon. Where's your place? What's your madrega? We need to elevate your madrega. Your makom, your essence, is so holy. Hamakom asher ata. The place that you are is kodesh, meaning the person you are is so kodesh. You, Moshe, cannot have shoes. You, Moshe, cannot have gashmis. You, Moshe, don't need carving stations and sushi bars and foie gras. Is that even kosher? And you, Moshe, don't know, I don't know, you don't need... That it's brought down in the biography of Rav Gustman, I think. Rav Yisrael Zev Gustman, who was the youngest Dayan in the Vilna Beis Din. He was really a hidden gadol. That when he was learning in Grodno, so an American came to the yeshiva. An American bacher came to the yeshiva, and he was unpacking. It was before the war. And he was unpacking. He brought four pairs of pants. And the Grodno bacherim thought, he must be a Michiganer. I don't have the book in front of me to give you the quote in Yiddish. They said he must be a crazy person. Four pairs of hosen. Who needs four pairs of hosen? They had one pair of pants. They wore it 7 days a week. Four pairs of pants. So what would they say about us today if they would come into our closets? What would they say about us? We don't even know what it means to remove ourselves, Rechman and Son, from Gashmias. For one pair of pants. The Rav tells over when he was a little boy. And he was a little boy. His father was very poor. They were in Mrei Rasha, Kashlovich. And he was very poor. And they used to make fun of him because the town rabbi, his father of Moshe, Zetzal, was going around in torn pants. One year he was so excited because his mother called him in a couple months before Pesach. And she said, Tevi Shvat. And she said to him, you're going to have new pants for Nisan this year. And he was so excited. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan, she called him in and she said, I'm sorry, there's no money for the new pants. We don't even understand really what this means. You understand? What do I know, precious? Because I don't know why. Because I serve one dessert instead of 10 desserts. What does it even mean? So we're talking about Moshe and Yehoshua. We have to remove the Gashmias. They had different degrees of removal. But what is Hamakom Asher Atah made of Admas Kodesh? It's referring, says the Kliyakar, to you, Moshe. Hamakom Asher Atah. The place that you are, Adam Kodeshu. You are a holy man. This is a totally different chiddush than anything that we've seen before. Such a holy person like yourself, how could you be wearing two shoes? Four pants? What would they say about us today? Va'amar ki amadrega asher ata omid ba hi shafilu chelaka adama shabecha kodeshu. You're adama, you. Everyone is made from adama. What are we made from? My parak base pasuk zayin bereishis. Va'yitzar shem elokim es ha'adam afar min ha'adama. We're all adama. Yes, then Vayipach Bap of Nishmas Chaim, but we're all Adama. So Hashem was saying, your level that you are, even your Adama part, your Gashmias aspect of yourself, that is Kodesh. So take off your shoes. Ki Amakom Asher Atah, the person you are, Omeid Alav, how you stand, Kodesh Hu, you are a holy person. Even your Adama is not gashmius. Even your adama is ruchnius. Zeu sha'amar admas kodeshu. V'lefi sha'ata b'medrega gedola kazu. Because you're on such this great level, al kein amarti al tekrav halom. But therefore I said, I don't know what to do. I need to finish this. And I don't think I'm going to. Okay. Rabos machshavos believe ish v'atzas Hashem hisakum. Okay. V'amar ki medrega sha'ata made ba. He shafilu chelaka. Oh, I read that already. Zeu sha'amar admas kodeshu. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to have to finish the end of page 4 today. And be'ezor Hashem, next time we're going to finish. Okay. Zeu sha'amar admas kodeshu. Ve'lofi sha'ata b'medrega gedola kazu. And because you are on such a great holy level, I'm the third line from the bottom of page 4. Al kein amarti, therefore I said, al tikrav halom, do not come close, lahatzitz b'shchina, to gaze at the shchina, ki lo yir'eni ha'adam v'chai, man, Hashem says, cannot see me and live. We can see the Shechina. Va'afilu ha'malachim einam miskarvim elav yisparach. Lahabi b'hamoso yisparach. Even the holy angels do not see exactly a vision of Hashem. Even the angels can't see Hashem. Kol shekein ha'adam b'yosef b'chayim ba'olam hazeh. How much more so a human being, when he is in this world, cannot see the Shechina. So Moshe was still told, even though you're so holy, it's still al tekrav halom. You can't come all the way, because no one could see me and live. Even though Moshe had his madrigal where he spoke to Hashem panim b'panim, and even though Hashem says in Baaloscha, lo kein avdi Moshe, pe'al pe'al daber bo, there still has to be some degree of removal between man and the Shechina. But Moshe was on a level where he himself was Adam Kodesh. Even your Adama in yourself is holy. Okay, I don't want to do injustice to this sugya, and I don't want to rush it because it's very important with a lot of Mr. Hasko. So, Be'ezer Hashem, we should be well. I've heard Rabbi Shai Shechter say a couple of times in the name of his father, Shlita, the Rosh Shiva of Herschel Shechter, if it takes you a long time to finish, like I have Sfarim, I have Sefer-based classes, I'm teaching for 6-7 years, the same Sefer. So, Herschel Shechter says, so it's a schus for Arichos Yom HaMashanim. Hashem will give you the time to finish it up. So, Be'ezer Hashem, we shall be well. Bring your handouts back next week to be continued. I thank Rabbi Chesser once again, and I thank you all for joining. I wish everybody a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Besoros Tovas Kol Tov. Thank you so much, everybody.